This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day of the need for competition. My news, usually I start the program with some important news from the world of agriculture. You've probably heard by now that the Department of Ag is going to be spending about $470 million to buy surplus food, supposedly to help out farmers and communities that have been hard hit by the COVID pandemic. However, when asked why it's going to not take place until the fall, kind of as usual, Sonny, this is my own spin. I'm giving you the news, but I'm giving you a little twist on it because Secretary Sonny Perdue of the Department of Agriculture is probably one of the worst ag secretaries in my memory, frankly. He's talking in general terms in a pedantic way about farmers and ranchers experiencing dislocation in the supply chain. Well, duh. This is the position that he acknowledges is unique to farmers to provide food and deliver them to hungry Americans. Farmers need help. You guys have ruined the farm business by encouraging you, not only this administration, but the one before and the one before that. So Republicans and Democrats both bear the burden of the what is now becoming an angry section of society, farmers who are going hungry themselves because they don't have anybody to buy their food. But here's Sonny Perdue saying the department is going to purchase the food, but not till the third quarter. So what good do we need? These guys are going broke now, right now. So you spend $120 million on dairy and $70 on fish and $50 on potatoes. So that's okay, that's great. But the food needs to be purchased now, or at least these guys need to get paid for it, because in the fall, a bunch of them aren't going to be around. It irks me that these people are so tone deaf. Don't you read the newspapers? Don't you see what's going on at farms all over the country? They're dumping milk. You wouldn't believe what's going on in some parts of the country. If you go to my, I have my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see the story of a farmer in upstate New York who has decided, because he was told by Dairy Farmers of America they didn't need his milk anymore and they weren't going to pay. So he's dumping, he's got all these cows he's milking, he's dumping the milk on the pasture because it's good fertilizer but doesn't put any money in his pocket, and he's going broke. So he changes his strategy. He has the ability to build a processing, small processing plant, and now he's selling the milk direct to his customers, letting them know through social media. And if you look at that picture on my Facebook page, you can see the cars lined up almost forever, waiting to go into his farm and buy his fresh milk that he's produced there himself. So he's selling out now every day. Those morons at DFA and the big encouragement that government has done are allowing these huge farms to exist. Now they can kind of look at this and, you know, there'll be some governmental agency who will probably come in and say, well, you shouldn't have done this or that. You know what? The hell with the government. Do what you need to do. Do it right so they can't criticize the processing itself and sell it to your customers. That's what you need to do. And I also would like to pay tribute to Lively Run Dairy, which is a cheese producer up in the Interlochen area of New York, the Lake area. They're taking milk, excess milk, to make more cheese and then either selling it at a discount or just giving it to food banks. See, this guy's name is Pete Mesmer, who's the head cheesemaker and the co-owner of Lively Run Dairy, says, when we started seeing photos sent from our dairy friends and articles being published, farmers have to dump the milk, we decided we'd connect the dots and realize how much help we could be. So good for them at Lively Run Dairy. That's the update at the moment, the news update on the American Family Farmer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030. Licensed to 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is the American Family Farmer with our focus this week on Bon Ton Farms. The founder, a major domo, if you will, Darren Babcock, got a great story to tell. So you didn't come from a farm family, as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, you didn't come from farming at all. What made you take the leap, Mr. Babcock?
Well, I worked a corporate job and actually got introduced to an inner city neighborhood in South Dallas in Texas from a friend of mine. He'd been meeting with a guy that was in prison, and when he got out, he happened to be from this neighborhood. And when he came down to start meeting with him, there were others like him. And so I got invited to come down and help him, and was drawn to those men and their struggle, their strength that they were still fighting to try to find a life for themselves, and how little I knew about what things were like down here. And I moved into the neighborhood about 9 years ago so I could be near them and to learn more. And almost immediately after getting here, people kept talking about how they needed an opportunity to work. If they weren't going to go back to prison, they had to try to have a job, but nobody would give them a chance. So we started working around the neighborhood to clean up the neighborhood and would use that experience to build resumes. And almost immediately, about half of those guys kept calling in sick. If you want to work, you can't do that. You have to be dependable. And what I hadn't known up to that point is that a lot of our inner city communities are what they call food deserts, places where access to fresh, affordable food is not easily attained. In fact, for our neighborhood, it's a 3-hour round-trip bus ride to the grocery store and back. So in impoverished communities, transportation is also an issue. So we decided we'd plant a garden, and it would become part of our work. We planted a garden on a lot that we didn't own, and it wasn't long till we figured out how to get actual vegetables to grow instead of Bermuda grass. We grew a lot of Bermuda grass in the beginning. One day, one of the guys was walking up by one of the stores with his bag of vegetables he'd harvest. A code enforcement officer came across the street and wrote him a ticket for it. It was against an ordinance in the city of Dallas to have what they call a market garden, a garden you sold things from. So in the inner city, where we have no real legal economy, and we try to do something right and grow vegetables so that we can have healthy healthy bodies and minds and can create jobs, we got written a ticket for it. And I was so upset by that, I went to City Hall to pick a fight. And after about 2 months of meeting different people and having various conversations, we walked out with almost an entire city block of land to do an experimental urban farm on to see if the reasons they had made it against an ordinance were valid or not. So that's how we got started.
Well, I think, you know, there are so many places to go here with this conversation. Imagine Dallas, Texas, right? This is one of our largest cities. And south of there is this, I'm trying to paraphrase what I just heard you explain, Mr. Babcock. Mm-hmm. So here's this town called Bonton, B-O-N-T-O-N, and the residents of this town, living basically in a food desert, travel 3 hours to the nearest grocery store, up and back again, and mostly the people who live in these communities are black, that don't have access to the good food. How am I doing so far? Am I on target?
You're doing pretty good. The only thing that I would draw attention to, and I think it's an important nuance, is Bonton's not even a town. It's the name of the neighborhood. We're in Dallas. We're seven minutes from downtown Dallas.
Okay. And it's a neighborhood in, okay, it's a Dallas, okay, yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, these people in this part of town live below the poverty line, and you've got this farm that you started in the city, Bonton Farms. What was the original purpose, again, of building? It wasn't to help these people. What were you wanted to do what when you got out of the corporate world?
Well, it was to help the people. I was embarrassed that when I got introduced to this neighborhood, that as a citizen of this country and of the city of Dallas, that there were people living in places like this that still had barriers that were so significant that life for them was radically different than the life I had known for myself and others that I grew up with. And I just had to learn more about it. So I moved here, as I said, to be present for them and to get to know more about this. Mm-hmm. And the longer I've been here, the more I realized that things aren't all the same for everybody. The opportunities are radically different. And it can be something as simple as not having access to food that can radically change the trajectory and opportunity of a person's life.
Well, let's talk more when we continue here as to how the farm specifically works and who's helping you out. Darren Babcock is the founder of Bonton Farms. You hear their message, and I'm sure they're going further with what they're doing, but I want to know. I think the idea here on the American Family Farmer is to put ideas about food and farms and family together, and this is one of the great examples I've found here in America of you or somebody like you doing just that. So we'll continue in a matter of moments here with Darren Babcock. Let me remind you that each week when we do these programs, out of the conversation comes a podcast that you can find anytime at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matter of fact, a couple of the more recent podcasts. First one focuses on home milk delivery and how that's making with the coronavirus, making a comeback. It's pretty cool that we have that, and I think now people that never knew it existed before. People my age knew it existed, but if you're younger, nope, not. There's no sign of it around. So now the farmers are bringing back those little tin boxes and putting milk in bottles in the boxes and taking the old bottles back again, just like in the good old days, the 50s and 60s and early 70s. So that's one thing we talk about on a recent American Family Farmer podcast. Also, another one, a question comes up in our discussion as to why we're giving aid to the Chinese. The number of Chinese-owned factories and pork, or like the Smithfield Pork Producers Company, is owned by the Chinese, and they've filed for aid because they're having problems, and they're trying to take advantage of our situation with the coronavirus bailouts. Hello, the Chinese government that's responsible for the problems that we have right now, they have the balsam, and that's basically the point of the conversation. So you can get that. Listen to it. Lots of other ancillary conversations. The story of Patrick Horan and his brother and Walden Field Farm in Connecticut that really has a fabulous... The farm has been in the family for a long time. It's a working dairy farm. Pretty good story. So check those all out. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is how we do every day. We keep running.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, with our American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Darren Babcock, who has founded Bon Ton Farm in, it's not in Bon Ton, it's in Dallas, essentially, or is it, now I was confused, is it in the community itself, or you're serving the community, but you're actually doing the work in another part of Dallas?
Well, it's both. We started with a little garden in the neighborhood of Bon Ton, which is in Dallas, that grew to about an acre and a quarter, which is a city block in the neighborhood of Bon Ton. And then a family heard about what we were doing, were moved by it and came down and took a tour and then offered 40 acres of land that they have about 10 minutes down the road. So we have also a 40-acre farm that's still in the city of Dallas, but it's 10 minutes outside of our neighborhood of Bon Ton.
So what kind of problems are you running up against, Mr. Babcock, with regard to the specific time we're in? I think you've got a little restaurant or something there, do you not? In addition to having sort of a farmer's market, people come up and pick their orders up, but do you not have a place where people can eat the food that you're producing? Do I get that info from your website?
Yes, we have a neighborhood restaurant and market, a fresh food market, where we sell the produce we grow, and we also bring in produce that's you would normally buy in a grocery store that's not stuff that we grew, so that our community has access to that. And then we opened a farmer's market next door that exclusively carries the food that we grow on the farm, and so people have a choice, and it was a way for us to expand what we did and draw other people into our community to do business with us. So right now, because of the pandemic, obviously the restaurant business is down to almost nothing, about 93% down. But we started a program where we were marketing our food and packages of food that we grow on the farm, and partnering with other small farmers to bring their food in. And the business of having curbside pickup for groceries and delivering within a 10-mile radius has offset the business we lost at the market. So we're hanging in there.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to go back to, but I don't want to belabor it, but I do want to understand the stupidity of people in a circumstance, as you described it, where someone's trying to help other people with food that otherwise would go to waste, and there's some community regulation that's so misunderstood isn't probably the right word, but it's misdirected. What do you do to fix that? You went into City Hall, you said. Did you convince them? Did they understand the sheer stupidity of doing what they were doing?
Well, I think a lot of times policy is made for the mainstream. It's you know, we all live in the same place, but we're not all in the same circumstances. And so policy's made for the masses, and then there's outliers. You know, there's communities like Bonton that need different considerations. And so a lot of times it's not even necessarily stupidity. It's just maybe not the consideration of different things may need to apply for different locations so that everybody has what they need. And so the city knew they had a problem. And this is the thing that astounds me all the time is that this is not a new problem. We have 40 food desert communities in Dallas County alone.
Yeah.
And yet Bonton, with our work through Bonton Farms, is the only one that's no longer a food desert. And so here we are in 2020, you know, we have cars that are driving themselves down the highway. We can replace and create brand new organs out of stem cells. Elon Musk is working on through SpaceX.
And we got Molly's hungry. We've got millions of people who are hungry. It just makes no sense whatsoever. It's just sheer, as you said, maybe politics stupidity. We'll continue with that and get into the heart and soul again of Bonton Farms as we continue in this week's.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House disclosed a person who works close to the president or vice president has tested positive for COVID-19. Katie Miller, a spokeswoman for Mike Pence, has tested positive. Miller is married to senior White House advisor Stephen Miller. Reporters observed Katie Miller talking to the vice president earlier this week during an off-camera question-and-answer session. The news raises questions about how vigilant the White House has been on minimizing possible exposure to the virus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reports a 5-year-old boy in his state has died from the coronavirus.
Caution to all people who, again, may have believed that their child couldn't be affected by COVID this information suggests we may want to revisit that.
This is USA Radio News. The unemployment rate increased to 14.7% in April, USA's John Clemens reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a report that confirms the U.S. economy has entered a recession that surpasses the Great Recession that began in 2007.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 20.5 million in April, and the unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. The changes in these measures reflect the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. Employment fell sharply in all major industry sectors, with particularly heavy job losses in leisure and hospitality. This is the highest rate and the largest over-the-month increase in the history of the series.
Televangelist Jim Baker is recovering at his North Carolina home after having a stroke. The 80-year-old is okay, but he's taking a break from filming his TV show, according to his wife, Lori. In March, he was sued, accusing him of selling a fake coronavirus cure. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Moving back into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show, this is a blend of information and conversation about family farming, about the people that we serve with the food, the families, and the food itself. And so I'm taken by Darren Babcock's story at Bonton Farms in Texas, but I'm also taken back by the statistics that we've seen maybe more of. I was involved, Mr. Babcock, in a national broadcast last week for Feeding America. We raised $500,000 to fix the problem or to deal with the problem that you're talking about, the very problem that there are millions of youngsters and adults now going to bed hungry, don't have any food source at all. And so how we can continue to justify, politically or otherwise, the things that we were just talking about, we want to serve this community, that community, we want to be safe. Yeah, that's nonsense. Why can't we take the food that comes out of a restaurant, whether it's yours or somebody else's, or excess food that the farmer can't sell, and give it? Instead, there are rules that just make no sense whatsoever. None. And I think the more we underline that for people to understand what really is going on, the complete waste of food, millions of tons every day, week, month, year, it's criminal when there are these many people who don't have anything to eat. So thank you. I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there, but I think what you did was great, and I would like to see that done elsewhere, frankly.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk more about who you are. I see the farm's manager is Danny George, who comes from Bonton. How'd you find him? How does that work?
Well, Danny's another one of the guys. You know, we specialize. I love to help come alongside people that the rest of the world has given up on. And Danny was one of those guys that had kind of found himself a victim of the streets, didn't find opportunity in the world for him, and so had taken to the streets. And And he had gotten a job at a metal fabrication company and was just clinging to it with a kung fu grip. He had no idea how to do it or how to survive in that environment, but he was committed to not going back to the streets and living that life. And as I got to know him, I felt like that we could really help him by bringing him in close and being able to do some mentorship and stuff that would allow him to learn how to live a different life than he'd lived before. And so we made him an offer to come to the farm and work in it. And, you know, for some of us, that when you experience what it's like to put a seed in soil and to nurture that, and the
fabulous,
seed,
isn't
food
it?
Come from that, it's something that stirs your soul and you can't
it
shake
is.
It.
Yeah, and it's one of the things about, you know, about life that is, it continue. I grew up, I'm a farm kid, I've been around cows all my life, and to see a calf plop out of her mother at the end of 9 months and 9 days, it still befuddles me what has happened. It's like the same with birth of a human being, I guess, but then to put a radish seed in the ground and visualize it in 2 weeks or 2 months, what's going to come out of it, and thinking it's soil combining with other things. How does this happen? And a lot of kids today, a lot of adults don't know where the food comes from. They think it comes from the store. No clue as to what happens. And so you're doing a great service there, too. People, I mean, it's really kind of sad that we've gotten this far away from our food source, isn't it? Don't you think that's kind of sad?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, is sometimes going backwards is actually the answer. And, you know, I think if we return to our roots and people started doing more local farms and small farming efforts to support and supplement the large farms that feed the masses.
But the government is against us. The government favors, I mean, you don't have to go very far to look at these buyouts, the things that are going on in farmers with too much milk, they're dumping it. And what are they doing with that? There's now a move to take that milk and do other things with it. But why did it get to this point? Why do we have these huge farms that are producing crap and people don't know where the food, you know, I think, although this particular situation we're in now, I've seen a real sort of left-hand 90-degree turn here in people's attitude toward fresh food, local food, places like yours, places like mine. I have ice cream and that sort of thing that's locally produced, the farmer up the street that has produce. I think there's a real change coming. It's too bad it's taken this. I would see places like yours growing by leaps and bounds in the next year or two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, make a political comment. I think you're right about the fact that one of the roles of government should be to regulate the size of businesses so that there's healthy competition and things don't get out of skew. And probably not so much to say that we can't take food, entire casserole dishes of food from restaurants that somebody didn't show up or party didn't make it, or sometimes like me, their eyes just got too big for their stomach, and there's all this great food and it's thrown away because of small little regulations of intervening in things that where they really have no business. But to your latter point, I agree. All of the small farmers that we're talking about now are really inundated with business. People are searching for local food options and healthy food options, and you know, we don't know where all of our beef comes from, and we don't know where all of our vegetables come from. And I think that the concern of not knowing where things come from and how it's handled, especially through pandemics like what we're experiencing now, will draw people closer to the roots of knowing the source of where their food comes from.
The reality is that we have many problems in our country brought about by our dependence on China. They are getting involved in our food supply, stealing food basically from us to take care of their own. The fact that we are now coming to it, this all is coming home to roost, if you'll pardon the pun, the extraordinary play that they have on food and the way the government has favored, as you've suggested, these big businesses. George Bush, speaking of Texas, created the mess in milk because he allowed when the Souza family, Souza, whatever their name is, at Dean Foods down there, collected $4 million for his campaign for president. 6 months later, all the rules and restrictions on common ownership of fluid milk supplies was relaxed, and this company bought all pretty much like 70-80% of the fluid supply. Now they've gone bankrupt, and now we're trying to figure out, you know, it's just the farmers that are going out of business because there's no market for their milk because these people have screwed it up. And it's just, oh, man. All right, don't get me started on that. We got a few more minutes here. Hold on. We'll get back to you and what you're doing. Congratulations, by the way. This is very cool. I want to know more about the farm, its employees, that sort of thing, in a matter of moments here. First, though, I want you to think about your health and your well-being. Good food, that's what we're talking about here. A lot of people don't eat the good food that's being produced, although more and more people are thinking about it. But where we are with the virus and who's dying because of it is a complete connection. You can draw a straight line between the dots of people who eat bad food, get overweight, and then get sick and suffer because they get the coronavirus and they don't have an immune system that will fight the infection. So along comes Calitrin. They're here for you to help you lose that weight so you can return to your healthy roots. Health matters in this circumstance. So please consider this idea. Maybe Mother's Day is a good time for you to get your mom thinking about her health and well-being. You want her to be around. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the only natural way to lose weight and keep it off. 6 month supply, you buy three and you get three free. Use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping either. This is the only all natural way in the world to lose weight with an 86% success rate. What else do you need to know? You go to toploss.com. You order the product, get on, very easy to follow the instructions and to lose the weight and keep it off. Use discount code DJV, please, for savings at toploss.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases. And soon, you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Back in our final segment with Darren Babcock, who's the founder of Bonton Farms in Texas. What a great mission. What a great message. I love when I read investing in the soil yields healthy plants, investing in the soil yields healthy people. So how many people do you have working on the farm, and how many customers do you think you serve now? Do you have any handle? I know you know how many farmers, how many people you have working on the farm, but give us a sort of a profile. Now you've got 40-some-odd acres that you're growing food in, and you got a good climate in Dallas, so you know, what does it lead to?
Well, we have between 30 and 35 employees, and we have about 40 paid interns, which interns are people that come to us with problems or situations that they're not employable yet. So they may be just released from being incarcerated, don't have a driver's license or ID, don't have a place to live, don't really have a skill set of any real work that they've done in the recent future, and they need a bridge to bridge them from that to a new life. And so those are the kind of people that I think the rest of the world's given up on that we create opportunities for to come and join us on the farm. One of the things that we know very clearly is a farm is a place of healing. It's cathartic. Whether it's taking care of animals or, as you mentioned earlier, watching a seed sprout from freshly planted, restored soil, it's a healing process to do. And so we see not only people learning to work and build their life, but the farm itself helps restore what you know, the circumstances and things they've been through have taken away from them. And last year we had about 18,000 people come down. Food is also a connector. It brings people together, whether you're black or white or rich or poor or American or otherwise. We had people from over 40 different countries visit our farm last year, and it seems to me that people are really interested in kind of getting back to the roots and knowing where their food comes from.
I would send people to your farm for inspiration to the website, bontonfarms.org. One of the things, I just kind of was thinking back to the commercial I just did for the weight loss product, and then looking and saying, you know, a lot of people that are getting sick because of the virus are overweight. That's what you're finding in that community there. The black community has high risk for cancer and heart disease and that sort of thing. So you're not only helping them to live longer, but you're teaching them why eating better is better for them, right? That's what it looks like to me. That's what I see.
Incidence of cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and childhood obesity is double than what's normal for the county we're in our neighborhood. And a lot of times, it's not even education as much as it is. I've never had the kind of food, access to the kind of food that would give me control of my health. And so we're doing a two-pronged approach. One, we're making that food available, and we are working to educate people that they have the power over to determine how they're, whether they're healthy or not by what they eat.
Well, congratulations to you. What a great story. I'm trying to do some of those things on my farm. If you go to the website for it, eastleyfarm.com, but I'm not doing it in the same way that you are, nor as large as you are, but maybe someday that'll be a possibility, because we all need to do this. We have an asset. We have the ability to do it. We get people to help. Once they know the story, then people jump on. People are very generous. Americans are very generous, I think. And you have had a great career. You've taken your talent and your money, put it where your mouth was. And so even though I'm sure there are some days you thought, what the hell am I doing? But you've made it work. Congratulations. Darren Babcock, the founder of Bonton Farms in Texas. Website, again, for all of us to check out, bontonfarms.org. Good to have you here, sir, on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Each year, there are 800,000 strokes just in the United States. It's a leading cause of death and disability. That's why it's important to know the signs of a stroke and to take them seriously.
FAST. F for face. Facial drooping is sometimes a symptom that can occur. A for arm. Arm weakness. S for speech. Slurring of the speech can occur. And T is for time. Emergently seek care.
The good news, according to neurologist Dr. Robert Brown, is that the treatment options have expanded beyond the clot-busting drug TPA.
Now we're using catheter-based devices. You put a little plastic tube in the groin artery, advance that catheter all the way up into the brain artery, and extract the clot from the artery directly.
But again, the faster the treatment, the better chance of recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. Many of you have seen and heard this week, especially if you're beef growers, beef farmers, that Wendy's is out of beef. Huh? Wendy's is a hamburger chain. How does Wendy's get out of beef? Well, the national meat shortage, again brought about by bad government policy, allowing big companies from outside our country to come in and mess up the food supply chain, plus government policy on what we're doing, who's buying. I mean, it's just a mess. The whole thing, the country's food system, this has challenged it. The COVID-19 disaster has found the weakness, the holes in our food supply chain earlier than I would have thought. You've heard me say before, if you listen to this program with any regularity, that I think we were heading down this path 10, 12, 14 years ago, and I've said consistently, continuously since then, if we don't stop allowing these big conglomerates to control our food supply, whether it's dairy or produce, we're, never mind being the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves. And now it's coming home to roost a lot earlier than I thought it was because of the coronavirus. 18% of Wendy's restaurants have no hamburger. None. Zero. Because the shortage that has been sparked by this, people that are wanting fresh beef. The difference between Wendy's and the other fast food chains is that Wendy's serves only fresh beef. The competitors serve frozen beef that's mixed with soy. And so the menu items say now on the header it says temporarily limited. because of the current environment. Well, they can't get the beef, and there's plenty of beef around, but there isn't the ability to move it around, and it just is. The processing plants are being closed because they have coronavirus coming out of their ears at these plants, at chicken, at poultry plants, at pork plants that are controlled by the Chinese, our own beef processing plants. It is a damnable mess. So for those of you who are wondering why there is a meat shortage and you can't find it in your supermarket, at least in the fresh food department, or Wendy's doesn't have any hamburgers, that's what's going on. That's what the food system is in a serious decline, and we're just now beginning to scratch the surface. That's why so many people are not going to the supermarket anymore, but they're going to farms. Remember, I was at a farm the other day picking up some cattle for my dairy herd. I raised Jersey replacement heifers on my farm. So I was picking up three or four cows at this fella's farm, and he was talking. He raises beef. He's milking about 100 cows, and he's got about 100 beefers. And they can't keep up with the demand for either the milk or the beef. He supplies it both to people at his farm, produces it himself, and they haven't got enough. They're out every single day because people want, either they can't find the grocery store, or they're realizing that it's much better if they get it from the local farm. So I say lovingly and hopefully that maybe we've rounded a corner here, and maybe we are going to be able to now see the value of the farms and the farmers and pay what we're supposed to get good food and dairy produced. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope so. And then there's the other side of the coin this week. Earlier in this program, we were talking to Darren Babcock from his farm down in Texas about how he's helping people who don't have the wherewithal to have good food, the Feeding America thing that we did last week on the radio to help out those in need, raise $500,000 for Feeding America. That's just the start. But you see so many examples around of people helping out. For example, in Litchfield, Connecticut, because the 30% of the fluid milk supply there gets sold to restaurants and schools and institutions, and they're closed, so there's a huge surplus of milk there. And it can't be processed really and be shelf stable for a while. So being made into, the stuff's being made into yogurt, it's being made into dry milk. Hundreds of dairy farms across the country forcing, instead of selling milk, dumping it, at least they're getting some for it. But I found it very cool in Connecticut. The 4-H'ers are going around to food pantries after they found, they're bringing the milk. The milk's getting to a processing plant. The yogurt's being made, sour cream's being made, and they're distributing it through Cabot Creamery. That's one of the cooperatives in New England. About 23,000 pounds of yogurt and sour cream to the people in this area, delivered by high school students to families in need. I think that's very cool. And again, this program's all about ideas, so maybe you take that idea and run with it to help people in your local area. Anyway, ideas galore. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.